Hey, ladies, it's time to have the talk about menopause.
And men, it's a good idea for you to tune in too. And this is Chick to Chick.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Mark Smith at Oars Capital, an SEC-registered financial advisor with a legal obligation to put your needs first.
Mark works with clients on everything from financial planning to retirement strategies to investment management. Learn more at oarscapital.com or call 717-601-0651.
Carrie, it's going to happen to all of us. At some point, all women are going to go through menopause, and I think it's better for us to have an open and honest and transparent conversation about it because we're all going through things. And we think we're going through it alone, and we think we're going crazy, when in fact, that's not the case.
Well, and if you think about it, the last time that we had a menopause conversation was because our mothers were going through menopause. And we felt like it was light years away till that would happen to us. And of course, a lot of things have changed. So here we are. Now it's us. We're the moms having the discussion with other moms. And I also think it's a great idea that we're starting to have the discussion that's incorporating the men, because they need to understand it too.
They do. They need to understand what their wife is going through, what their partner is going through, what women in general are going through, because everything changes with our bodies. This is a real thing that's happening. It's not imagined. It's not all in our minds. Guys, it's the real deal. Our guest today is Dr. Melanie Ochowski. She is a certified menopause practitioner. Hi, doctor.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Thanks for being here. Doctor, let's start with the basics. What is menopause and why is this happening to women?
Menopause is the time of life when our ovary function starts to decline, and it is officially defined as going 12 months without having a period. What is equally as important, though, is the entire midlife stage, which includes, for most women, the time of life starting in our 40s up until the age of 65. And during that time, a lot of hormonal changes are happening that can cause symptoms and other health changes.
So we have to deal with this crap for 25 years? Is that what you're saying?
That's not right.
I'm afraid so.
That is not right. Doctor, you're talking about symptoms, and you just talked about when women are done having their period. So my question to you is, what do symptoms look like, number one, for women who have had periods and now they're done with them? But also talk to us about the women who maybe have had hysterectomies or ablations and they haven't had periods for a while. What do all those symptoms look like?
That's a great question. For most patients who are still getting a regular period, one of the first changes they may begin to notice is a change in their typical cyclicity. What many people don't realize is that before we stop getting our periods and are officially menopausal, we first start getting more periods more frequently. And that's the first sign of hormonal changes occurring in our ovary. For patients who don't get a period, either because they've had a uterine ablation or a hysterectomy, they may start to notice other signs such as mood changes, bloating, weight changes, and sometimes hot flashes and vaginal dryness.
So, doctor, you talk about things that we normally hear about, but there are so many other symptoms that I hear from women talking about. Oh, I feel like my hair has changed. I can't think straight. I feel like I have brain fog. They're saying things like, I can't sleep. And here's a big one that I hear a lot. I can't handle stress and I can't handle, guilty too. I can't handle stress and I can't handle anxiety anymore. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Are these also symptoms of menopause that we just don't seem to talk about because women think they're losing it?
Absolutely, these are common symptoms. One of the most important things that I tell patients in my midlife clinic is you are not going crazy. These issues are real. The tricky thing is that some of it is hormonally driven, but there's a lot of other things that happen during this phase of life. And so it all compounds and can snowball into symptoms that don't have to be as bad as they sometimes feel.
Well, and here's another topic that is also, it's present but not talked about enough, and that is the sex life of someone who is, you know, in their mid-40s into now we're talking about into the 60s. So that's a huge time frame where women's sex life really changes with all of this. Talk to us about that.
Sex definitely changes as we, at many times in life, but particularly during that midlife transition when so much is happening. Hormonally, we women will start to feel as though they're gaining weight and they're distributing their weight differently. So they might not feel as good about themselves. Vaginal dryness can occur. Sleep changes happen. And what this results in is women going to bed and the last thing they want to do is be intimate with their partner. So when I'm working with a patient on with sexual troubles or changes in their libido, it's always a multifactorial approach, trying to focus on all the different things that are contributing to these changes.
Yeah, this is all very normal. And I think that men need to understand this and men need to listen to this as well, because you said that women don't feel desirable because of the changes to their body. But, you know, a lot of things that I hear too are, you know, women will say that sex is not as pleasurable. It's painful as well. And I don't think men understand that. I don't think they know that. And I think women are afraid to say that. So can you please explain why sex can be painful as women are going through menopause?
It is such a common complaint, and there's so many emotions that go into it, because often vaginal dryness will start to occur. And that makes a woman less inclined to want to be intimate. And the less women have vaginal intercourse, the more uncomfortable it becomes the next time they participate. And so it almost becomes a stressful situation for the woman to even think about engaging in intimacy. And then you have a partner who's taking it personally often. And so that introduces more stress on the relationship. So the first thing I tell my patients is, number one, it's normal. Number two, talking with your partner about this can be very helpful. And luckily, there are so many good treatments, including medications that are prescription and supplemental over-the-counter items. But there's also really good sex therapists who can really, really be very beneficial for couples going through some of these issues.
I love that you talked about the fact that there actually are remedies. And you talked about several different ones, because some women really don't want to take more of a pharmaceutical approach. Other women want to do it, you know, very naturally. And of course, it's always a great idea to go in and talk to someone. So can you break down a little bit more about what some of these remedies could be for women, so they have an idea of what to chat about with their doctor?
Yeah. So when I see patients, we make a list of the things that are bothering them, and then we try to tackle it individually. And so treatments will be very much dependent on what the specific issue is. Hormones are the big deal. They're the elephant in the room. When patients that are going through the midlife changes come to talk to me, a lot of the problems stem from a change in their hormone levels. And so treating with hormones often can take a lot of those symptoms away, or at least lessen them. And so hormones tend to have, they've gotten a bad reputation in among many women because of the concern for breast cancer and cardiovascular disease. But the right type of hormone at the right dose can be very beneficial. There are non-hormonal treatments as well, and they include treatments for the mood disorders, some of the sleep disorders that can occur. And then there's the whole category of supplemental medicines. And many of them have not been shown to be as wonderful as some of our prescription therapies, but many women do find benefit from them.
There are a lot of women who don't want to take anything. A friend of mine said that she went to her doctor and said, I'm going through this and I'm going through that, I'm going through this. And he basically said to her, deal with it. What do you say to women who are meeting or getting this kind of reaction from their doctor, deal with it? And the same token, women who don't want to take anything, what is a best way to deal with it and to get through this change of life?
Some of the changes of midlife are reversible or eventually will go away and lessen. So those are things like hot flashes. Hot flashes almost always go away. The bad news is they don't go away as quickly as we used to think they did. We used to say, tough it out for 2 years and then it'll be gone. Now we know that that's likely closer to a 5 to 7 year range of symptoms. But things like vaginal dryness and painful intercourse, that's progressive. That's only going to get worse and worse with time. And the sooner we can treat those symptoms, the better the outcome's going to be. So absolutely don't tough it out. And it's important to talk with your provider about what's going on.
Doctor, all great advice.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking about menopause and shedding some light on it and talking about things that people don't normally want to talk about. I think we need to have this discussion. And I think women need to understand, you're not going crazy. This is real. This is happening, and it's happening to all of us. And it's better to just be transparent about it. So thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
I really appreciate what the doctor had to say. I mean, oftentimes we have conversations with our loved ones, and especially if it's our husbands or our kids, and usually it's say, are you menopausal now? You know, it's like something that just kind of makes you feel bad, or like you're doing something wrong, or you're not yourself. And this validates what we're going through, why we're going through it. And I love that we have these options to take care of ourselves.
And guys, just a hint there, don't say that.
Nope.
Don't say, what are you, menopausal?
Kids either. Don't do it.
It's not a good thing to say. Don't go there. Don't do it. But we love that we had this conversation. Again, a very open and honest conversation. And we love the fact that you tune in all the time to hear what we have to chirp about. You can always get in touch with us through our website, chicktochick.com. At the top there is a contact tab. Just send us a message. And we'll be back next week to chirp about another topic.